ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. பகவத்கீதா சிட்டிஸ் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 3, கர்ம யோகம், டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 39. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயம். ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா பிரபோ நித்யானந்தம். ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசதி கௌரபக்த விருந்தம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரி, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரி ஹரி. ஆவிருத்தம் ஞான ஏதேனம் ஜானினோ நித்ய வைரினம், காமரூபேன கௌந்தேயான் துஷ்பரேன அனலேன ச. ஆவிருத்தம் ஞானமேதேனம் ஞானினோ நித்ய வைரினம், காமரூபேன கௌந்தேயான் துஷ்பரேன அனலேன ச. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the Founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thus the wise living entity, pure consciousness, become covered by his eternal enemy in the form of dust, which is a cover which is never satisfied and which burns like a fire. ஓம் அஜ்ஞான திமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜ்ஞானஞ்சன சலாகயம் சக்ஷுரன்மிலீதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹம். நமோம் விஷ்ணு பதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமின்யுதி நாமினிம். நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணிம் நிர்விசேஷா சூன்யவாதீம் பாஷாத தேசதாரிணிம். நமோ மகாவதன்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதிம் கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌரத்விஷே நமகம். ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேச கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. நவ் யாரின் சாப்டர் 3, கர்ம யோகா, டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 39. யெஸ்டர்டே ஸ்லோகா வி டிஸ்கஸ் அபவுட் ஹவு கிருஷ்ணா எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் இன் தி லஸ்ட் இன் 3 கேட்டகரிஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் ஈ எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் அபவுட் த ஃபயர் இஸ் அ கவர்ட் பை த ஸ்மோக் and the dust is covered by the mirror is covered by the dust and the embryo is covered by the womb. So in this way there are the three category of the living entity. He divided the lust in the form of three category, so we discussed in detailed manner yesterday. So in this shloka Krishna explaining that the lust is a pure consciousness become covered by his eternal enemy in the form of the lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like a fire. This is a lust is a, Krishna says, is the eternal enemy. As long as this and this lust is there in our heart, it will be like an enemy only. Just like if enemy is there, we cannot sleep properly, we cannot do anything properly if the enemy is nearby. But unfortunately this enemy is sitting within us only. So that's why this living entity is never satisfied, as Krishna is pointing out correctly. Here if the dust, if the lust is there, we never get satisfied. In Manusmriti it is explained that Manusmriti, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, Manusmriti is mentioned, the example is given like a fire. The fire, while we are doing the yajna, if you keep on pouring the ghee, the more you pour the ghee, the more the fire will come. The fire never extinguishes unless we stop supplying the ghee. Similarly, this lust never gets satisfied. It always increases. It always increases, never reduces. Is there any of our lust is satisfied? Never, it is impossible. Nobody in this world, this lust got satisfied. Even if you bring entire world and give put it in somebody's house, still he will not get satisfied. He always think about more. Just like, for example, when you go to program or any function or marriage function, if you see, the everybody, people are serving, everybody gets same menu. Nobody gets something else. Even if somebody is sitting near to us, we always see what that fellow got it. Maybe something he got more, what I didn't get. So in this way, we will think that what that fellow got it. Instead of looking our own plate and eat it and enjoy it, we look at others' plate. What at this extra, something got extra this fellow. If something got extra, then immediately we think we are unsatisfied. We will call the some people and we will fight. Hey, why you served there and why you didn't serve to me? So in this way, we will fight. We never get satisfied. But unfortunately, there are many people, they say, desire for everything. Desire for everything. So what they will do? For example, if somebody desire for the get married to Miss Universe, what will happen? Is it impossible? Some ordinary fellow, if he is trying so hard, my desire is to get married with the Miss Universe, it is impossible, because this concept is totally wrong. It desire for everything and like that. So because this the Krishna says here, lust will never get satisfied. There is a nice story. This Miss Universe, if you want to try to get married with Miss Universe, it is impossible. Like this, there is a very nice story, the donkey. What they will do in the donkey, they will take a stick, they will tie a 2-3 piece of carrot, and then they will tie with a donkey. What is a donkey? They will put so many things on the donkeys, and then they will be, this donkey will be working like anything. Then what this donkey will think? The carrot will be hanging in front of the donkey. So this donkey thinks, if I keep one more step, I will catch this carrot and I will enjoy it. I will nicely eat it. So in this way, what this donkey will think? He will keep, the donkey will keep one step, thinking that he will get carrot. So when he put one step forward, this, because this man, he is tied in the rod and the carrot is hanging. So when the donkey put one step ahead, this carrot also moves one step ahead. So this is the story of our human being. So just like this, the donkey keep on goes, you know, until the donkey never think that I will not get this carrot. Always think, if only one step, only one step, only one step I will get it. Only one step, one more, try hard, one more step. So in this way, a donkey will never get the carrot. So similarly, in our life also, sometimes unfortunately, we are, even though some things we know very clearly, we cannot get it. So still we try like this donkey. But unfortunately, the lust never get satisfied. Then Krishna explained this. Once the lust is never get satisfied, then what will happen? Then it will be burned like a fire. Krishna says, which burns like a fire. This lust burns like a fire. And this fire, we can divide it into two categories. One is internal fire, one is external fire. Because this lust is the greatest enemy which makes like a fire. One is internal enemy, next is a second category is an external enemy. Internal enemy means we trouble ourselves. So many things are there. We give a lot of trouble to our body, and we somehow we try to enjoy the lust, but it will never get satisfied. So one is we trouble ourselves to get satisfied with the lust. The second category is we trouble other living entity to satisfy our lust. There is a nice pastime. There is a in Mahabharata, Pandu Maharaj, after he married the Queen Kunti and Madri, after that he went to forest. While in the forest, one day he went outside for hunting. When he went outside for the hunting, he saw just like he shoot an arrow. While he was shooting arrow, the sound came like a human being. So instead of he thought deer and he shoot the arrow. But unfortunately, this man, this Pandu, he shoot the arrow to Rishi Kindama. Rishi Kindama and his wife, they were actually embracing each other. But this Pandu thought that this is a deer. But in those days, the rishis, they will be wearing a deer skin in the forest. So this Pandu thought this is a two deer, so he shoot an arrow. So immediately there's a Kindama, Rishi Kindama, he cursed Pandu. You shoot the arrow, me and wife, when my wife and me were embracing each other and enjoying, you shoot the arrow. So what, I will curse you to die. When you embrace your wife, the same moment you will die. So in this way, in Rishi Kindama, he cursed. So Pandu Maharaj, he fell at the feet of the Rishi Kindama and he lamented like anything. So he knows that in his life, if he touch his wife, he will immediately die because of this Rishi Kindama curse. Even though he knows that, unfortunately, one day, because of this uncontrolled lust, that's why Krishna says it's burns like a fire. Even though Pandu very, very, very clearly he knows that if he unite, if he have a sex with this wife, immediately this curse will act upon him and he will die. But still, because this is the, that's why Krishna says eternal enemy. This lust is a eternal enemy. So still this Pandu Maharaj, he united with his wife Madhuri, then immediately he become died. So this is the case. This is the small example which I gave. So from this we can understand, even though Pandu Maharaj knows that he will die if he unite with his wife, but still this lust force him to act. Because this lust, it is, as Krishna explained in this sloka, it will cover the real knowledge of the soul. Even though the soul within himself, within this soul, Atma, it says that you will die if you unite with your wife, but still, what will happen? Just like when we are driving in the car, if there is an indicator in the car, if you drive more than 120 kilometer speed, there will be a, the signal will come. It is overspeed, reduce it. But still we ignore it and we keep on increase the speed. Similarly, this man got the indication, the Pandu Maharaj got the indication, but still what he did? He got this because this lust is covered the intelligent, immediately he engaged the sex and he died. So in this way, this lust is very, very danger. For example, sometimes we will be having any disease or sickness. The doctor will say, you don't eat this, you don't do this. And especially, you don't touch these items. If you touch this, if you eat this one, then you will become more sick. So in this way, doctor will give the prescription, but still some people, what they will do? They will, because this tongue is pulling him so much to eat, because it's done, this lust, what will happen? It will force, you do this. So in this way, he will eat some items which is not supposed to eat, then he will be going through suffering. Oh my God, I'm suffering. Because as Krishna says here, it will burn like a fire. Just like when the cotton balls are there, if you put the fire, what will happen? This entire cotton ball will get fire. Similarly, if any lust is there in our heart, then it will burn like a fire. So this is a internal fire. There is a external fire means we trouble other living entity to get satisfied our lust. There is a nice pastime. One day this king, this is the fire, the fire of other living entity, burning fire. We burn the other living entity to satisfy our own lust. Then this king, what he used to do, he is very, very lusty and he wanted to accumulate so much of wealth. He don't bother about other citizens, whether they are happy or not happy. In this way, he don't bother. What if this king will do? He always collects enormous amount of tax. He will see, every day he will come to the palace and he see the royal throne and he will see how much gajana, how much this account is increased. So we also, many people, they are having this disease. They wanted to see more account. Today I have 2 crores, next month 3 crore, next month 4 crores, 5 crores, 6 crores. They are very, very happy to see if the account is grow. They are not happy whether they are spending or enjoying. Just by simply looking at the balance amount in the bank, some people are get satisfied. So similarly, this man also, this a king, he wanted to, every day he is a very, very lusty, and he want to see today is this much, tomorrow next, that should be increased this much, this much, this much. So if the more fund is coming to the Gajana, then he will be very, very happy. So in this way, he was collecting so much tax. This is war, and this is citizen, they become very, very fed up. This man is not at all thinking about the citizen, and he collecting so much tax. So in this way, they were talking. So after that, they found one sadhu, and they were speaking to sadhu. Oh, my dear sadhu, this is our king. He is collecting enormous amount of tax. So we are all suffering. This man is very lusty for collecting more money, and he is very happy in seeing all how this khajana is getting filled. So this sadhu thought, okay, fine. So sadhu, what he did, he went to the palace of the king to meet him. Then after going there, the king in the olden days, they are very, very respectful to the sadhus. If any sadhu comes, immediately what they will do? We already discussed how Krishna treated Narada Muni. In this way, this king received very nicely sadhu, and he washed the feet and sprinkled the water to all the people in the palace. So in this way, he welcomed the sadhu very nicely, and he gave him an asana to sit. After that, he inquired, my dear sadhu, what is the purpose of your visit? Then he said, my dear king, I wanted to say some message to you, but I'm very much afraid because you may punish me. The king said, no, I will not punish. So whatever you wanted to say, you can say without any fear. So he said that, oh, my dear king, after you die, you will go to heaven. Then king become very, very happy. Oh, why you are afraid to say this message? This is going heaven. It's very good news. Why you are afraid? So in this way, king said to the sadhu. The sadhu said, but going, you will go to heaven, but the only one problem, there will be a mosquito in the heaven. Oh, mosquito will be there. The king was thinking, oh, mosquito is there in the king. So what will do? Then sadhu said, no problem, they will give the mosquito net. So then what problem then? If they are giving mosquito net, I will cover, then I will sleep very nicely without any problems. Why should I worry? So then sadhu again said, but there is a little problem. He said, what problem? The mosquito net they will give, but there will be a small a gap will be there. The mosquito will enter through that gap and it will bite you. So, my God, this king was thinking, oh my God, I'll go to heaven, and mosquito will be there, they will give the mosquito net, but still this hole is there, what to do now? So in this way he will think. But king, you don't worry, you do one thing, after your death, while you are going, you take this, you take one needle and thread. So in this way, after going to the heaven, you can stitch it and you can stay inside the mosquito net, the mosquito will not touch you. So in this way, the sadhu said and he left the palace. Then the king also became very, very, very happy. Yes, sadhu, very good idea. So in this way, the sadhu also left and the king also became very, very happy. After a moment, this king thought, oh my God, hey, call this sadhu, sadhu, please come back. After I die, how can I take this needle and thread with me? It is impossible. What kind of advice you are giving? Then sadhu said, oh my dear king, once you die, you cannot even take a small needle and thread. Why you are making too much tax to all the people? All the people are suffering so much. So I come to this your palace to convey the message. So in this way, this king understood that once he die, he cannot even take this small needle and thread also. Then he started ruling the kingdom very nicely. So in this way, as Krishna says here, this last covers the real intelligence, covers the knowledge, then once it is covered, this last what will do, whatsoever we try in this material world, we will not get satisfied. Once we are not get satisfied, it will burn like a fire. We burn ourselves with so much of lust, and then we burn other living entity to satisfy our lust. So in this way, this will not get satisfied. That's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned, when we desire for everything, specifically the uncontrolled sex desire and other desire, then we are simply increasing the duration of material existence. So when we have a more desire, then what will happen? What will happen? The Lord will give one more birth. Then if you have still desire, unless we get, unless all our desires are completely finished, until that the Lord will be keep on giving a new birth. So what will happen? As long as we have the desire, we will be going on in this material world. That's why we may think that this enjoyment give happiness, but that happiness is the ultimate enemy, like a Pandu. Just like when we think that lust, when we enjoy, we think that we get small amount of happiness. That small amount of happiness is the enemy. Just like this Pandu Maharaj, we discussed, Pandu Maharaj had a desire to unite with his wife, that is giving a small amount of happiness, but ultimately he die. So in this way, we should keep a spiritual desire, then we should enjoy spiritually. Whatever the enjoyment is there in materially, and 1,000 times the enjoyment is more when we enjoy spiritually. For example, we wanted to eat, and the devotees also eat. We already discussed, and a devotee offered to the Supreme Lord and eat it, and the normal man, he simply eat it. So in this way, we should have the increase of spiritual desire, and we should have them, then we can enjoy the multiple times, which is beyond our capacity. The spiritual desire means always spiritual bliss. So in this way, from the shloka, what we can understand, what is the message? The lust covers the knowledge. Once it is covers, then our lust will not get satisfied whatsoever we try. The once it is not satisfied, then it will burn like a fire. So this way we discuss, and the Krishna tomorrow is going to explain where this lust is sitting in our body. So he will explain very nicely where it is sitting. Once we know where it is sitting, then after that shloka, Krishna will say how we can suit this lust fellow. Then we can immediately, once the lust is gone, then immediately we can become very, very peaceful in our life. Bhagavad Gita is very, very nice. It is not only spiritual. At least if we follow what Krishna says, at least materially we can become very, very peaceful. Even this lust is applicable whether one is a spiritual man or in a material man. Even in a material man, if he is having uncontrolled amount of lust, then he cannot become peaceful. This is a very peace formula. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.